Today, we're going to bust some myths about breast cancer and breast cancer screening with Dr. Tolga Osman. He's a breast surgeon and occasional myth buster with Southern New Hampshire Health. This is Your Wellness Solution, the podcast by Elliott Health System and Southern New Hampshire Health, members of Solution Health. I'm Scott Webb. Dr. Osman, it's so nice to have you here today. We're going to bust myths about breast cancer, and I love a good myth-busting podcast. So let's start with myth number one. If you don't have a family history, you won't get breast cancer.
Most people diagnosed with breast cancer actually do not have a family history. While genetics like BRCA mutations increase the risk, lifestyle, environment, and aging play also a role, and actually a much bigger role than family history. That's why screening guidelines apply broadly, not just to those with the family history. Only about 15 to 20% actually of the breast cancer patients have a strong family history. So that's a myth that is not correct.
Right. So we busted our first one here. So on to myth number two. A mammogram causes breast cancer or causes cancer to spread.
Yeah, that's another myth that actually is not true. This is a persistent but false belief, Scott. Mammograms use very low dose of X-rays, and they do not cause cancer to spread. They do not cause cancer. They do not cancer to spread. On the contrary, mammograms are actually one of the best tools we have for early detection. And thanks to the screening guidelines using mammographies, now we detect 60-65% of breast cancers at a very early stage and save lives. Breast cancer mortality decreased by 40% because of these mammography-based screening guidelines.
Yeah, right. And as you're saying, it leads to early diagnosis, early treatment, saving more lives, all things that, you know, bring a smile to someone's face, of course. And, you know, in busting myths, sometimes it's unclear where folks see these things. Is it social media? Is it the news? Do they just want to believe these things? So it's great to have an expert here and go through these. So myth number three, doctor, breast cancer always presents as a lump that you can feel.
Yeah, not always. Some breast cancers show up as changes in the skin texture, skin color change, swelling of the skin. Sometimes a nipple discharge, especially the bloody nipple discharge, blood-tinged or blood-colored nipple discharge are concerning and can be a sign of breast cancer. Or they might just be detected as an abnormality on the imaging and no palpable or no examination finding. That's why these mammographies are very important, and getting yearly mammographies after the age 40 is very important to detect them early. Not always present as a lump breast cancers.
Right. All right, myth number four. If you have dense breasts, you can't really rely on mammograms.
Dense breasts do decrease the performance of mammograms and make mammograms detect abnormalities harder, but mammography is still useful. In many cases, what do we do in these cases if a patient has a dense breast? We add additional imaging studies, adjunct imaging modalities like ultrasound or breast MRI. Dense breasts don't make mammograms useless, but sometimes we have to support them with additional imaging findings.
Right. I know myth number five is one that a lot of people believe, probably a lot of males, but only women get breast cancer.
No. So women get 99% of breast cancers, but there's that 1% cohort of breast cancers that happen in men.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because of awareness is low among men, men often present at later stages, which makes early detection and awareness just as important in men. So no, not only women get it, 1% of breast cancers happen in men.
Right, 1%, and with the number, the billions of men in the world, 1% is a lot, right? And as you're saying, made reference here today, I wanted to give you a chance at the end. You've referenced the screening guidelines. Just wanted to have you go through that for everybody listening.
Right. So for screening guidelines, there are different societies recommending different regimens, so to say. But usually at Mass General and here at Southern New Hampshire Medical Center, which is a Mass General affiliated hospital, we recommend starting mammographies at age 40 and then continuing it, doing it annually with an annual physical exam. Now, obviously, screening should also be personalized. If you have a strong family history, if you have a genetic mutation, then we personalize your screening methods. But for an average risk woman, recommendation is, at least our group recommends, starting at age 40 and doing it annually.
That's perfect. Well, Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you here. As I said, I always enjoy a good myth-busting podcast. There's just a lot of false information, bad information, misunderstood information, right, in the world. And I like to put my faith in experts. I'm sure many listeners do as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for this opportunity and having me. Bye-bye.
And for more information, go to snhhealth.org/locations/foundation-breast-surgery. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to tell a friend and share on social media. This is Your Wellness Solution, the podcast by Elliott Health System and Southern New Hampshire Health, members of Solution Health. I'm Scott Webb. Stay well, and we'll talk again next time.